A significant storm system rolled through our area last night, and it really packed a punch with some intense thunderstorm activity that occurred late at night. So the storm started down on the Gulf Coast, and there was a large severe weather outbreak there with tornadoes and widespread damage, and you heard about that earlier this week. And that area can see severe weather this time of year, but the extent of severe weather yesterday from the Carolinas north into the mid-Atlantic, that's pretty unusual for this time of year, and for that severe weather to extend all the way into the Northeast is quite unusual for late February. And today we're still dealing with some of the aftermath. The storm itself and the worst of the storm has moved away as low pressure works its way off to the northeast. However, we're still seeing some pockets of rain around, and in some areas that rain has been locally heavy. On its own, the rain wouldn't be a big story, but because we had some heavy rain last night, we do have some pockets of flooding in areas this afternoon into early this evening, so be aware of that. We also have a fairly healthy breeze blowing out of the west and northwest. It's not as windy as it was last night with some of those storms, but it is still on the breezy side, and that's going to remain the case as we move through the night, right into the day tomorrow. Now, in terms of the rainfall, we'll tend to see the rain become a little bit less intense into tonight, and as colder air comes in, we'll see some rain showers mixed with snow showers as the night moves along. It will be much colder as temperatures fall back into the teens and 20s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have that storm system continuing to work away, and we'll be on the cold western side of the storm, and that means temperatures will be much chillier than today. And we are going to keep that gusty breeze out of the northwest, so a brisk way to wrap up the work week tomorrow. A few flurries or snow showers are possible from time to time. It'll be a cool start to the weekend with temperatures on Saturday in the 30s, and then a warming trend will come into our area by early next week, second half of the weekend into Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy and much colder, low in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and colder, a chance of flurries or snow showers, high in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, breezy and much colder, low in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and colder, a chance of flurries or snow showers, high in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, breezy and much colder, low in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and colder, high 28 to 36. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, breezy and much colder, low in the 20s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and colder, with a chance of flurries or snow showers, high in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, cool, with highs in the 30s. And on Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, with highs in the 30s north, and in the 40s to near 50 for the capital region on south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.